Starting a business can be overwhelming. You're juggling multiple roles, designer, marketer, logistics manager, all while bringing your vision to life. But for millions of businesses, Shopify is the ultimate partner. Shopify is proud to power many sources of UK e-commerce, from brands like Mattel and Gymshark to new entrepreneurs. Build a stunning online store with Shopify's ready-to-use templates. Boost content with AI-powered product descriptions, page headlines, and enhanced photography. Marketing is easy with built-in tools for email and social media campaigns. Plus, Shopify simplifies everything from inventory to shipping and returns. If you're ready to sell, you're ready for Shopify. Turn your big business idea into with Shopify on your side. Sign up for your £1 per month trial today at shopify.co.uk/try. Go to shopify.co.uk/try, shopify.co.uk/try.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
What's up, Nuggets fans?
What's going Woo-hoo! On? Go Nuggets!
Yeah, everybody's in a pretty good mood this morning Woo! With the Nuggies coming off a big win last night.
Mr. Blue Arrow showing up strong with 43 points.
43, 7, and 8.
Unbelievable.
Jamal Murray went off, Jer. Like, that game. Game 5 was everything. I'm so glad that the Nuggets are leading that series. Go Nuggets!
Yeah, I was glued to the TV last night.
No, and that's the thing. Those late starts get me. Like,
so
I was
late.
Not able to enjoy the whole thing. But waking up this morning, it was a good feeling.
It started late even, didn't it?
Eight,
I think I heard.
17 yeah. or something was the first tip, I believe.
Yeah, so it was supposed to start at 8, but it wasn't
yeah. It's too late for me.
Almost 8:20.
This is the first thing I checked when I woke up this morning. I hopped on Instagram and looked, and I was like, yeah.
Yeah, as you should.
Nuggies for the W. Oh, gosh, what's going on? I was just reading this story this morning about Walmart planning to remodel stores. They're going to remodel 650 stores in the United States, including 25 here in Colorado. And the list is online, anywhere from Aurora to Brighton to the Springs to Fountain to Frisco to Westminster to Woodland Park.
That's exciting.
That's good. Yeah, it's time to remodel some of these older stores.
It's been a minute.
I was actually at Walmart yesterday. I had wandered in there to get some new lighting for my son's 3D printing setup. So I bought him some LED lights and stuff to kind of zazz up his display and everything while he's recording videos. But weird thing happened in the parking lot. I've got this new truck that I've only had, I don't know what it is, 6-7 months now. I can't freaking stand all the babysitting that these new vehicles have. I was taking a right to go down one of the lanes, and there was a woman walking on the driver's side, essentially. I had room for days.
Yeah.
I was not going to hit her. I was going like 5 miles an hour, making that curve. Obviously, it's a Walmart, right? And she's walking. My truck goes like this, like sounds everywhere.
Watch out.
And then wham, it felt like I hit a wall.
No.
It felt like I ran over something, or there was a concrete block, or I ran into a curb. I mean, brakes hit harder than I had ever felt before, and I feel like the emergency brake went on at the same time.
Oh, my gosh.
So for some reason,
did it stop for you?
While I was making that turn, the truck thought I was going to hit this woman, and brrr, wham! And I was like thrown forward, kind of. I was like, gah! And I looked at her, and she looked at me, and I put my window down. I go, did I just run over something? Is there a wall that I just hit that I didn't see? And she's like walking around and looking, and she looks all irritated. And she kind of gives me one of these like, looks and puts her hands up. I go, sorry. But yes, like something had happened where it thought I was going to hit this pedestrian, and it just seized up. And it's just one of the many features I'm finding on this new truck that I can't stand.
I don't like that. I also feel like that lady should have been a little more helpful.
I know, right?
What is that? Why is she annoyed?
Nice.
And I said, sorry. I go, sorry, I don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
Because that had never happened to me before.
Yes.
I didn't have that on my
scary.
Other car.
Yeah.
I don't like it at all, you guys.
Oh, I wouldn't like that either.
I don't want it breaking for me. I wasn't going to hit anybody. And then it's funny, about 20 minutes after I got home, I was perusing next door, and this picture popped up. At my Wally World. So, obviously, a car somehow was going for the doors and hit those big concrete pylons and actually did hit something in that parking lot. So, I had just missed this commotion at Walmart where somebody smashed into that thing in front of the doors.
That's an older car, too. Like, it
doesn't
have
the self brake.
Yeah, doesn't have that feature.
Well, and then I was looking at the couple standing next to it. Like, oh, bless their hearts.
Bless their hearts.
They probably
shouldn't
be driving anymore.
God bless them.
That's sad.
Yeah, bless their hearts. It's time to take grandma's license away.
You know what's funny? Yeah. Speaking of, you know, little Q-tips driving.
Yeah.
I yesterday was driving to go to a car wash, and there was a car that ran a red light probably 3 seconds too late. And that's a long, long time. And I, you know, I get irritated because I was first in line. He could have hit me, and I go, who in their right mind? And it was a little...
Little Q-tip
just trying to make their way through, and I was like,
"Don't mind me."
It's one of those times where I'm like, "Oh, you gotta have a, you know, a driver's test when you hit like 65, probably.
Yeah, well,
you
well probably 75,
65, 70. Yeah. You know, of just can you still do it?" And
it probably should be a thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Probably.
God bless him again. I mean,
you just run into him. Usually, you just get him out of the way. Push him out of the way.
Here, just a so gentle push.
Just a gentle tap.
Three full seconds late.
Move over, Ethel. Move over.
I'll lead you over to this side. Yeah.
Katie, what was going on in the park yesterday? You said something when you came in this morning.
Oh, a couple things happened, actually. One of them, I was going on my walk. I walk through this park every day. And what I do is I go 2 miles out and then 2 miles back, right? So it's usually about a 4 mile walk that I do. And as I was on my 2 miles out part of it, I'm walking through the park and I see these two people. It's a guy and a girl, and they're both parked on the side of the road there. And he's over at her car talking to her. So it looks like already they're meeting in a suspicious manner, right?
Is
like
it drugs or prostitution?
I know, no. Oh, and then all of a sudden, I hear her say, "Well, you went and married her, and now I'm the side piece. How do you think that makes me feel?" I know, drama in the park, and I was just like, "Oh my gosh!" And you could tell he is like stammering. He's like, "I didn't know what to do. Her family expected it," and she's just like, "I don't know why you thought you needed to do that. How do you think I feel being the side piece?" And I'm like, I have one AirPod in on this side. I know, but they are so loud. It's like, know everybody hears you right now. Mm-hmm. But I have an AirPod in, and I'm trying to just keep my head down and keep walking and keep walking.
Why?
And for
I would have stopped beside my shoes.
No, for an instant, I made like eye contact with her, like, "Oh, girl, I'm so sorry." And she looks at me and she's like, "Yeah, she thinks you're a fool too." And
oh,
I'm like,
no,
"Oh,
okay.
No,
don't bring me into this.
You wave.
I'm not a part of the story. I know." I was just like, "Oh my gosh," that like walk turned into a fast, brisk pace real quick. Like, and then because I was on my 2 miles out trek, so I'm like, "I can't go back the same way.
No.
Like, I can't go back through this situation. Who knows how long they're going to be set up there?
It's going to be
a
yellow line taped off for police."
Oh my gosh, I know, but how crazy. Like, these two people, she was mad. She was like,
she's the side piece.
She's like, "I had no problem being one of your many girlfriends, but now you have a wife? Like, how do you think
I feel bad for her, too?
I felt so bad for her.
I would really feel for her.
I'm having flashbacks to college with this conversation.
And I came back, and it was funny because, like, on my way back, there's a way I can look up and see if those people are there or go a different way, go out of my way to get home. And I was able to go. They had already left at that point. So it was a short, quick conversation.
What do you mean?
How'd
you do that?
Well, because, you know, I walked all because I was only like a mile and a half on my 2 mile trek. So I still had a half a mile to go. Yeah. And then I came back. So that's like a mile of walking. So that's a good, you know, 20 minutes.
You gave him time.
Slow
enough. You gave him time.
By the time I got back to that area, they had taken off. So apparently she said her piece and they were done with it. But I just thought it was interesting. I'm like, you people are having a full on fight in the middle of the park.
Oh,
like,
man.
It's supposed to be a serene place.
Well, that's their meetup spot, Katie.
You know,
that's their meetup spot.
They can't
go to the park and make out.
Yeah. They
not
can't
anymore.
Meet up at his house anymore.
He's got a wife.
Exactly. He's got somebody. But
can you imagine being in that situation?
No.
I don't have to.
There's no way. Like,
you don't have to imagine.
Josh is like, that's my life.
Man.
Oh,
I know that part.
No, not now. Not,
Josh
I learned my
married
lesson.
Women.
Not married, but it was back in the day.
Oh, my gosh.
Ugh.
But, yeah.
You
I
better start
glad
carrying some
I'm
pepper
not.
Spray, Katie, just in case.
Yeah.
I carry stuff for the bears. I need to carry stuff for the people.
Yeah. You carry stuff for bears and Lone Tree?
You need side chick spray is what you need.
She's like, I've got bear spray.
Side chick spray.
Side chick spray.
That's what you
I
need.
I sure do.
In case she comes at you like a spider monkey. You hose her down.
She was on my side. She's like, you know.
Starting a business can be overwhelming. You're juggling multiple roles, designer, marketer, logistics manager, all while bringing your vision to life. But for millions of businesses, Shopify is the ultimate partner. Shopify is proud to power many sources of UK e-commerce, from brands like Mattel and Gymshark to new entrepreneurs. Build a stunning online store with Shopify's ready-to-use templates. Boost content with AI-powered product descriptions, page headlines, and enhanced photography. Marketing is easy with built-in tools for email and social media campaigns. Plus, Shopify simplifies everything from inventory to shipping and returns. If you're ready to sell, you're ready for Shopify. Turn your big business idea into with Shopify on your side. Sign up for your £1 per month trial today at shopify.co.uk/try. Go to shopify.co.uk/try, shopify.co.uk/try.